Hey, everybody, this is Art.
And this is Andy.
And we're from Mr. Bunker's Conspiracy Time podcast. Check us out, www.MrBunker'sConspiracyTime.com.
And check us out on the Twisted 10. We're coming at you with the top 10 soup cultures of the world.
That's right. You thought this list was going to be about conspiracies or aliens?
Well, put down your spoons or pick up your spoons. I don't know. You're eating soup.
It ain't no conspiracy. We love soup. And we know that the Twisted 10 guys might as well.
Yummy.
Welcome to another episode of The Twisted 10.
What's up, everybody?
What's up? We have a very, very full studio tonight. That first goes to the most important person in the room. President Googs is here with us tonight, sitting over in the producer chair.
Yo, yo, yo.
We got our boy, Josh Dad Eyes, sitting on the couch over there in the corner. And Elton Ron is hanging out with us as well.
I do like the sunglasses gimmick, man. I'm just saying. I like it.
I got to come up with some more flair, though. I need some shit that's like flaring out, something like that.
Yeah. Hey, look, I'm sporting the Elton John shirt. So you can sport the Elton John glasses. All right. Yeah. And very special announcement. None of us are hosting tonight. We'll see you next week, guys. No, we have, back by popular demand, some of our, I like to call them friends, if they're cool with letting us say
they're,
that.
They're not.
Damn it. I didn't read the writer.
It's not imposed,
we're not allowed
okay.
to call them friends. Damn it. From Mr. Bunker's Conspiracy Time podcast, we've got return guest hosts, Art and Andy. Thank you guys for coming to hang out.
Hey, what's up, acquaintances?
Hello, fellow podcasting colleagues.
All right, so usually what we're doing now at the beginning of the show is throwing out to the host for you just to announce what your list is going to be. So give us a holler and let us know what is your guys' top 10 list this week.
All right, this week's top 10 list is top 10 soup cultures.
All right.
I mean,
I still don't know what to do with that.
All right, let me explain a little bit.
That's go ahead.
These are the top 10 countries that have the best soup culture, which is the best culture around soups.
Okay. Do we also get to know the soups, like the soup of the country? Like
we got soups.
We will share you some examples of soups.
Yeah, we'll trade you some
famous
soups.
You boys behave tonight, you'll be getting some soups.
Okay. That works. I know we have, on a serious note, we've got a lot of our listeners that have come to us from Mr. Bunker's Conspiracy Time podcast, and they said, please don't invite them. No, I'm kidding.
That checks out.
They put up with a lot from us over the years.
They're just trying
to look out for you guys and protect you guys.
They're listeners that were originally your guys' when you came to do the show with us, and they kind of branched out and are now listeners to both shows. So, special
as they
thanks.
Should be, because you guys are fantastic, and you know what? You are our friends.
Oh, wow. There you go. Yeah.
Thank you.
We got the friends. All right.
Thank you.
I think, if anything, this just proves that the Bunk Funkers have exquisite taste.
That's right.
There you go. And that was, hey, good fucking segue. These guys are professionals.
Segue to the soup.
They knew
you.
I was trying to lead into calling out the listeners of them as the Bunk Funkers. Like, ours are the council members, council elders. You guys have the Bunk Funkers, which is way cooler than council. The name is cooler.
It's catchy.
It's a forced rhyme.
And some of them are both council members and Bunk Funkers. I won't call them out in particular, but you know who you are.
Shit, I will. Who are they?
They're council funkers.
Council funkers. That sounds like a weird political position in Britain. I am the council funker for Middlesbrough.
I don't think House of Lord, House of Common, and House of Funkers.
I don't think that was covered in the Kama Sutra. All right, so before we get started, a little bit of show business to deal with. I want to throw an obvious thank you to our council members and our council elders. You guys know who you are. We will name you if you don't know who you are at the end of the show for the council elders. You guys support the show. If you are interested, and you get extra content, that's kind of the big key here, is every week at the end of our regular podcast, we record another show called The After Show, and it's only available to council members and council elders through Patreon.
And council funkers.
And council funkers. All right, Josh, new tier. Write it down. Head over to patreon.com/twisted10, and you can find out some information about the council memberships and what, that has into it. You could also host a show as a council like we did last 2 weeks ago.
had a few.
Oh, that's a good point. We have had, have had a few. You can, as a council elder, or really as a council member, or just as a listener. I mean, let's be honest. We just don't want to host another show.
Yeah, writing a show.
Week.
Come hang out.
Yeah.
That's all. That's, like, that's it.
You can host a show remotely, just like Art and Andy tonight. But let's see. What else? I'm just trying to read through this list, Josh. I'm sorry. Oh, patreon.com/twisted10. I already got to that. And if you are not watching us live right now, we don't have Art and Andy on the live screen on Twitch right now with us. We just got their logo sitting up there right now. They promised next time they would because they're not wearing clothes. And we said that was okay, but
they insisted.
Yeah, I guess so.
They've got real conservative mindsets.
Check us out on check us out on twitch.tv/twisted10, and you can watch the video of this podcast for about 14 days. And eventually we'll move it over to YouTube or do something with it before it goes to the ether, as we've discovered several of our episodes did. But that's okay.
That's all right.
Also, we do have merch. So head on over to twisted10.com. At twisted10.com, you can see links to our Discord. So if you want to just come hang out in Discord with us, it doesn't cost you anything. If you want to go sign up for the council membership, there's a link in there as well for that. And there's our merch site on there. So go order a cool-ass hat like Josh has got, or the duffel bag, or any of the shit that you guys might want to rep for the Twisted 10. By the way, big shout out to two of our listeners who also hosted a couple weeks ago. They're going to be sporting some Twisted 10 merch up at a Dan Commons comedy show.
I am so excited for this guerrilla marketing. I just want to see how it goes.
Agreed. 100% agreed. I reached out to him again. I'm like, hey, you know, we got some crossover listeners that are going to come see you. You know, why don't you come back and do a show? Yeah, fucking.
Crickets. Look, man, his staff will get back to us eventually.
I got that on the email. That's okay. I love Dan. He's a good guy. He's as busy as shit.
Yeah, he made it.
That is all I got.
Yeah, man. No more responsibilities for Adam.
That's
covered.
Good. I'm going
chill
back.
Out.
I am scotch tonight. I poured a little bit. So that's not really how you pour two fingers of whiskey, but that's what I'm working with tonight. So there you go.
You got it.
Any other show business we
got to
deal
good.
With?
No, we're good. It's Art and Andy. We also want to give you an opportunity, of course, to talk about your show. Tell us about Mr. Bunker's Conspiracy Time. Because, you know, we'd be remiss to not extend that offer. So, you know, take it away.
Well, Mr. Bunker's Conspiracy Time podcast, you might think it's about one thing, but actually it's about soups. Oh, it's a conspiracy, paranormal, UFO, anything bizarre, unsolved mysteries, true crime, ghost stories, cryptids, you name it. Andy and I, every week, were abducted by the titular Mr. Bunker, and he forces us to podcast about all those weird, strange, bizarre topics. And at the end of the show, we always give a verdict on our patented scientific scale of plausibility. This is a time-tested scale that even you fellas used when you guessed it on our, whatever that fucking video game
Polybius.
Polybius.
Polybius, that's what it was. I knew it started with a P. But,
so you guys can definitely attest to the highly scientific nature of the plausibility scale.
That's right.
Very
oh, yeah, I was going with highly plausible, and these guys were yelling at me because I didn't have evidence to support it. But
well, we take this very seriously.
Yeah. Very aggressive.
Maybe at sometime during the show we can pull up the plausibility scale from the bunker from the Mr. Bunker's Conspiracy Time website. It's up there, correct? Or is it on your guys?
It should be, but you know, you guys are full of great ideas. Now I could send it to you over Discord.
Like, this would have been good in pre-show, Adam. Fucking, what's wrong with you?
Oh, well, oh, boy.
Man.
No, it's good. It's all good.
Hold on, let me modify the website real quick.
And you guys are up north, right? Where are you guys based out of?
We're based out of beautiful, snowy Chicago.
Oh, shit, it's cold there.
Chai.
Actually, I heard you guys got some cool weather going on down there in Florida.
Nice. Two weeks ago.
We were in the 20s.
Oh, really?
We hit where all of our cars had this really weird thing all over the windshields. I wouldn't know. I was in the Bahamas on a cruise at the time.
But
I was told that they all had this, they had this this frost. I don't know what that is.
It was actually, you're going to absolutely laugh at me for this, but when we had that one morning that Adam's talking about, we had a little bit of like frost and snow buildup. And I say snow because it was like, I had like just like a quarter inch of, it wasn't frost. Anyways, so my kids, they scooped up a bunch of that frost from the yard and they made snowballs and they threw it at us. One, I mean, they each got one because there wasn't really enough to go around, but they threw Florida snowballs.
Wow, Florida Snowball is my favorite blues musician.
I was going to say the Florida snow that Josh collected was really just a pesticide from all the, what are they called when they fly over and spray the in the skies? Contrails. Contrails?
Crop dusting.
Crop dusting. Yeah. Now that's when Ron walks upstairs in front of me.
Yeah.
That doesn't True. Work out so well. No, but thank you guys. Yeah, we loved your last show. That was a ton of fun. That was the top 10 conspiracies in music, right? That's what you
that's
guys
right.
want. Yeah,
that's it. Right.
If you, as a listener to the Twisted Tin, if you have not heard that episode, go back and check it out. I'm a huge fan of music, pretty much every genre. I like all genres. And that show, it was good. It was a ton of fun, and you guys surprised us. We probably should have told them this before they made their list. We did add a new twist onto guest-hosted shows. If you guys are bringing a twist to the show this week, if we don't guess it as a cast, so between President Googs, Josh, Ron, and myself, if we don't guess what your twist is, you guys have, what did we call it? Not debunked. Fooled the show? No, what was it
Failed
called?
Miserably.
If we stumped the show.
Stumped the
if
show.
You can stump the show with your twist, if you have one, then you guys get a crown in Discord, and you get you know, praise as kings until somebody else dethrones your crown and takes away. So
you guys are like Howie Schwab. You guys remember Stump the Schwab?
I don't remember Stump the Schwab.
Wow, crickets on that
ESPN
one.
ESPN 2?
Jeez.
Same show? Way back when?
ESPN,
I was watching too much ESPN the Ocho.
ESPN 8 the Ocho?
Oh, yeah.
If you can catch a wrench, you can catch a ball. No, if you can dodge a wrench. Man, I even fucked up my movie quote.
Man. So, no, I what's it about? Is it like sports
there was
trivia?
This, was like a, I think an ESPN researcher or like stats guy named Howie Schwab who knew all this sports trivia, and people came on and they tried to stump the Schwab. They tried to beat him in trivia, sports trivia.
Out of the room, I'm most surprised that you haven't heard of this, Ron.
I vaguely sounds familiar to me. I just don't think I watched it.
Wow.
Jeez. Ron is our sports guy. Yeah. I know.
I guess that's a deep
That's pretty sad. Huh?
Josh and President Googs are the best at performing sports. Ron and I know more stats than the two of them, and Ron's probably twice as...
Dude, you
know.
I will take Josh in any sport. He tried to fucking show me up in darts, and I had to whip his ass.
Oh, that sounds like a challenge.
Even though he was like, you're ready to lose in darts? Then I was like, we'll play. Smoke you, son.
Look, I will tell you a very important skill that I learned from my mother. It doesn't matter if you can back it up. You talk smack in competitive sports.
He left us a gap. President Googs, he left us a gap.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I just learned a very important skill from my mother.
Blowjob.
And you left it. Yeah. Sucking dick! You left us a gap.
Wow. And we didn't. Yeah, you know, I have to admit, I didn't anticipate that being a gap for a sexual joke.
Mm. Yeah, well, I wasn't prepared for guys, like, Mom. What kind of person do you think I am? I always just keep it
just
clean
on
this show.
On my mom? All right,
man.
Let's. Are you guys good to go? Do we have any other show business we have to do before we get into their the top 10 soup cultures episode?
Yes.
What is? Is Adam explained the new rules behind Twist? Do you have a twist? Are we playing a game?
Soup twist?
Is there?
There is a twist.
Oh,
there
is a twist. Fun. Nice.
I didn't expect there to be so much doom over there being a twist.
it's competitive.
So,
one of these soups you chew.
One of these soups is fully gelatinous by design. No, we made independent soup cultures lists, each one of us, and then we came to a consensus on a combined list.
Mm. Right.
And there are two countries that we were way apart on.
Right.
And we want you guys to try to guess which two countries we were way apart on. And if you want, bonus, okay. You don't have to do this since it's part of Stump the Show now. But you could also try to guess which position we each had it in.
Right.
Mm. I'll have no idea what they're saying.
Yeah, so
I'm thinking doggy style.
Apart on? Right? What does it mean?
So I think...
Pretty funny.
So we have when you say you guys were very when you say you're very far apart on them, do you mean like you disagree?
Yeah, so we have a list of countries. Mm. We don't have a list of soups. We have a list of countries.
Oh, okay.
And we're gonna talk about their soup culture.
Right.
Right.
But we'll also mention some of the soups that are in them and we can, you know, riff on soups. It'll be a lot of fun. And then what the game is, you have to say, you know what? I think this is the country that you guys disagreed on. Because there's there's obviously there's 10 countries, and then two of them, Andy and I disagreed very heavily on about what position that should be within our top 10 list.
Hierarchical list
I see, you know what? This
right? Yes, it's it's not nominal. I guess this is an ordinal list, right?
Oh wow!
You know what this list feels like? This feels like we, a little tiny podcast, reached out to this big podcast, and they thought it would be funny. Let's just do the stupidest thing. We're gonna make fun of their show, like the fat girl that the quarterback pretends to like until he humiliates her at the prom.
You know, pretty funny, man.
We put a lot of work into this. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe
we
it.
We thought for weeks, because we didn't always want to do something conspiracy based. We wanted to do something that's
Position projects.
No, it's great. So there's something else
awesome.
That
you know, that,
ignore
but
me.
Also seriously,
ignore
take your glasses off because you guys don't look good in the glasses. You need to be like the hot girl. Takes her glasses off.
Ignore Ron. He's mean Ron tonight. There is an interesting thing that we do get to experience from the different lists, because our lists are all over the fucking place. You know that.
Sure.
We garner new types of audiences that sometimes even come to participate inside Discord with us and hang out with us based on the topic of the list. Like in our Star Trek episode, we got a couple of nerds that criticized the show.
We had some Trekkie nerds that totally dissed our show.
So we like to see the attention that the list brings, and I cannot wait to see what kind of attention we're going to get.
Oh boy. Well, there are going to be many grandmothers joining the council elders. Elderly.
Automatic.
Can we talk about the soups a little more?
What a strange marketing shift that would be.
Maybe we can get those guys on our podcast, the Campbell's Roundup.
Oh my God. My dreams come true.
All right. Sign me up, Ethel.
All right, let me push this little button, and we will kick it off and hand the keys to you guys. Give me 1 second.
Boom.
Let's all go to the lobby.
Less talky-talky, more Twisted 10 lists. Get to the damn show already.
All right, that was Anne telling us to get on track. You guys are familiar with Anne, I assume? Have you listened to any
yes.
of this? Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. They were here that night. They were here with us for that. The cult episode, not on. They were listening. They were. Were on the live stream.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I do remember that. Yeah.
So they're well in on that one.
Well, Anne has kicked their asses off, and she's telling us to turn the show over to you boys. So Art and Andy with Mr. Bunker's Conspiracy Time podcast, talk to us about some soups.
Okay, we'll talk about soups. We're going to talk about all night. So again, what this list is? This is a list of 10 countries. The top 10 countries that Art and I, consensus, believe have the best culture around soups.
All right.
These are countries who have people that are committed to the art of soup, are into soups
so
very much.
Stupid.
And
the, so much.
You guys have got President Boone. You got to hold it together over there.
We're going to have to mute the goops.
I wish you could see Andy and I's private Discord messages where it's just me being like, okay, so define it for me again. What is a soup culture?
The people of these countries appreciate soup.
They love soup.
They have great culture about soup. There's an admiration, a respect for soup, and it shines through in the soups, as we'll discuss.
And Andy came up with the inspiration for what is... He defined soup culture. He is the definition of soup culture. It's a new trend.
That's
all
right.
The Zoomers are doing it.
I'm becoming an anthropologist, and my field of study is soup cultures.
But you had a muse, you had a moment of inspiration that led... We were thinking, what should we do for this fucking list? You know, we were like, we gotta find something for this list with these guys. What should we do? Let's do something fun. Let's do something we're both passionate about that has nothing to do with our show. Because we already did that. So how did you came up with this soup idea?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't know.
All
you're
right.
going to have
well,
to tell the story.
He was sitting at the nicest Olive Garden, and he decided, hey.
I was having a nice Zuppa Toscana.
It was cold out. It's been frigid. Obviously it's the winter here in Chicago. It's probably like,
this is my, guys, this is cold. My favorite thing in life too, is somebody else tells me something that happened to me so that I can re-experience it again for the first time.
That's my memory
thing, I kind of don't remember it either. I just know the beats. And I think you said you had some like really fucking tasty soup and it warmed you up and you were like, oh my God, soup. Yeah, I fucking love soup. And then you were like, to me, you know, half out of breath, you were like, Art, we should do soup. And I was like, okay. And you were like, God, soup culture. And I was like, what the fuck is soup culture? You know, a couple weeks go by, here we are.
Yeah, soup culture made so much sense to me because it would be so easy to do a list that's just top 10 soups. Anybody could do a top 10 soups list.
Sure. Anybody could do
but
that.
But Art and I like to dig a little deeper and say, which countries really have respect for soup?
So I think we should start it off, huh?
Yeah, let's
so
get started.
Fuck it. As long as if at one point in your list, if you include a gnocchi soup, I want you to pronounce it like...
I was just thinking that when you said Olive Garden. I was like, oh,
gnocchi. Oh, yeah, gnocchi. I want you to pronounce it like Martha Stewart. If you've never heard her pronounce it...
Gnocchi?
No, she added, it's a hard G. It's gnocchi.
Oh,
it's some fucking weird.
Gnocchi.
It's a gnocchi.
Gnocchi. Yeah, she turns Asian when she says it, I'm pretty sure.
She does say it very weird.
You know what though? I can't knock on Martha Stewart. She's got more street cred than I do.
She's a real G. I mean, be careful because she'll fucking shank you.
She's got prison connections.
Yeah. That's a good point. Good point.
Yeah, you'll be using your prison wallet with her. You know what I'm saying?
Nature's
for
pocket.
Soup.
That's right.
That's where I keep my soup.
Yeah.
All right, so this is our number 10 slot.
Number 10, soup culture. Now, I should mention, too, that our enjoyment of the soups in these countries also factored into the list.
That's true.
At least in some aspects.
There's a little bit of nostalgia in there. There's a little bit of, you know, have we had these soups?
Okay.
Things like that.
So it should not be seen as objectively the 10 best soup cultures. These are our opinions.
Yeah, we're infused in here. Our spice is in this soup.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
We've seasoned it.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
That sounds salty. I'm in.
Appetizing? I know, right?
Yeah,
right.
Salty.
Number 10.
Thailand.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to cue you up here, Andy. What do you think about some of these Thailand soups? And I have a question, too, as well.
Yeah, what's your question?
Do we consider things like curries a soup?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I'm glad we agree on that.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't think that stews are soups.
Stews aren't soups. Curries aren't soups. Twisted 10 guys.
Hang on. What is the difference between a stew and a soup? Honest question. Ooh. Is it a
stew is more like a slow braised dish, and a soup is more of a less thick.
Yeah, it's more brothy, right? More
brothy.
It sounds like the difference was he just decided to call it a dish and not soup. Sounds like he just made it be the difference.
You know what? That's a good point. Could you scoop out the contents and make it a meal on its own? Like, if you scooped out vegetable soup, it turns into vegetables. You know, it doesn't really work out too well.
Right? What a debate.
That's true. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. I see where your head's at with that logic.
All right.
If you get rid of the liquid,
some of its parts, sum of its parts in the whole and the thing.
There's such great synergy in soup. There's soup synergy, and that's the best thing about it. It's more than the sum of its parts.
That's right.
Ooh.
So what do we got here from Thailand?
Of course, you've got your famous Thai soups, right?
Famous Thai soups.
Tom Kha.
Tom Yum.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And we've all had, have we all had Tom Yum? At some point?
I don't think that I have.
I've never heard of him.
Well, look, I went to school with him.
Actually, I don't think I've ever gotten it. I think when I go for Thai food, I either get a curry, I get a basil chicken, I get...
I like Thai hot. Don't get me wrong. I love spicy, very, very spicy foods, but I've never had their soups other than like just your traditional miso soup or something that they would serve.
Miso horny!
Yeah.
Sorry. I can't help it. Oh, damn. Oh, my goodness. No. I'll bring it back. No, I don't know. I've never had Tom Yum before.
So Tom Yum is kind of like a sweet and sour soup, right?
That's right.
Or a hot and sour soup, I should say.
Oh, maybe like
it's got fish sauce in it.
Famous part of a lot of Thai cooking is the fish sauce.
Fish sauce. Oh, fish sauce. Fish sauce and lime juice.
Is there any...
Make me a shooter of that.
God.
and then Tom Kha is like a coconut broth.
Tom Kha.
Okay. Yeah, I think I've seen that before. It's like a super, super creamy coconut, right? It's like a...
Yeah.
It almost looks like the miso soup consistency, but it's not miso. It almost looks like a milk, right?
Right. Yeah. Okay. It's a very creamy soup with coconut milk in it.
Coconut milk, another common ingredient in a lot of Thai cooking. That's very tasty. Thai right. basil
what,
as well.
What are these two? So yeah. Tom Kha and what's the other one? Tom Yum?
Tom Yum.
You know, you could combine the two and put the lime in the coconut.
Or you just call him Tom Cum. Oh.
Okay. Tom Cum, yeah.
Tom Cum
oh,
soup.
Oh, wait, wrong button. Crickets? I was trying to get myself crickets on that joke.
Yeah.
It was not good.
Yeah, you, just the joke. It, we heard.
They left.
The crickets were funny. Like in our brain. You don't need to push the button.
All right, thanks. Thanks, Elton.
So I had a question earlier. So you mentioned that a lot of these, you had opinions on these countries. I don't know how traveled you guys are. Have you guys like been to a lot of these countries? Is that what's driving this, or just like eat a lot
good
of
question.
Foreign food or restaurant no. foreign restaurants?
No. I'm no. famously not allowed to leave the country. Yes.
Famously, Andy was not allowed. Was banned from Europe. He's not allowed to go to Europe.
What?
And
every country.
Can like, get banned I have from been to Canada continent. Before.
I have been to Canada once.
I think on this list, I've only been to one place on this list.
United States.
But Andy we'll see. Andy is a fearless eater. He's a gourmand, if you will. And he's also a glutton. Right. And so when he says he wants to eat fish sauce and lime, I honestly believe that he will do it because okay. that is the kind of person that he is. You want all the flavors.
Yeah, okay. Give it to me.
We're in Florida, we're very well traveled. Over at Epcot, they have all the different countries, right. and you can go yeah. around the park and hit yeah. all these like 30 different countries and try their delicacies. So you know,
that's
we're traveled, right? Yeah. That means okay. that's what that means.
Well, yeah. I think that's one of the beauties of living in a great big city like Chicago is you
true.
Do have a lot of exposure
oh, yeah,
to. Like at least semi-authentic cuisine, and right. in some cases, very authentic cuisine. From
there's
a lot of different countries.
Really great Thai food, and I mean, hey, don't you know, Florida? Don't knock yourself as well. You guys got a lot of really fun
trailer parks.
Different
trailer parks. I've had an
airboat
fun in many trailer parks.
Cannibals, that's all.
Gator soup,
gator attacks.
So that was number 10.
All right. So I want to ask you guys a question. So let's assume. Yeah. And I don't think that you guys were too far off on number 10, so I wouldn't use it as my guess for what is the twist. But if we were going to say that 10 was the twist, you guys would have, speaking to the soup culture, just looking for the twist here. These guys know I always try to get hints as to what I'm looking for in the twist.
All right, trying to get us to show our hand a little bit.
100%. If you guys were different of opinions on this list, would it be that one of you thought Tom Yum was the best, and one of you thought Tom Cock. What was the other? Tom what?
Tom Cock.
Tom Cock. What was the other?
That's your trailer park friend. Tom Cock.
That's my weed dealer.
That's your weed
dealer. So would we identify it by the two different soups that were brought to this list, or would we say, no, you guys just, one of you thinks Thailand sucks for soups, and the other thinks it's great?
100%. Right, right, right. The twist would be like, I said, oh, Thailand's number one. And Art said, boo, Thailand.
Okay, cool.
I hate Thailand, and I hate all Thai people. And I said, whoa, Art, calm down. Art, please, Art, don't say these things.
Listen, I tried to get a 90-day fiancé. It didn't work out. She couldn't stand me. She said, I don't need this fucking...
Oh, you fat American.
Anyway.
I can't do a Thai accent. Like, I don't even know. Give me a Thai accent. Can you do a Thai accent?
Nah, it'll be way too racist if I do that.
It would just be your Japanese accent. Got it. All right, cool. Okay, thank you for the clarification. I appreciate that. By the way, if there are any more hints you want to send me, I'll give you my email address. Just shoot it to me during the show. I want an advantage on these guys, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Let's get to number 9 here. You know a few of the soups on number 9.
All right.
Number 9. Soup culture. Spain.
Spain. España. Any soups from Spain, fellas?
can we cue up that crickets button?
Well, hang on.
Not that
you guys heard of this country of Spain.
All right, so Spain is this country in Western Europe.
Do they have like bull ball soup?
No,
Oh, I see where you're going. No, yeah, it's not. It's not that. It's going to take me a second to pronounce
so close.
It.
You're so close.
Right? That's.
I don't know.
Is that Spain soup?
You know what I think is going to happen is that. A lot. You're gonna say these soup names, and I'm gonna be like, "Oh yeah, I've totally had that. I've had that before." Like I feel like I'm gonna be like, I had no idea that was a Thai soup. Or no idea this is That's a true. Spanish soup.
I think the list is going to get easier.
Oh, okay.
Right, cool. Right. The list will get easier.
We got to get up into like six through one, and you guys are going to be like, yeah, I'm comfortable here.
All right, I like being comfortable.
So Spain is famous for probably the most famous soup from Spain is gazpacho.
Right.
Which is a a chilled tomato soup.
It's the cold soup. It's the joke everybody, you know.
It's the cold soup.
It kind of is the main
never had
cold
that
soup.
Before.
You've never had gazpacho
Gazpacho,
before?
No.
There's certain Korean soups that are quite cold. I don't know the names of them, but I've had them and I didn't like them. Okay.
There's a reason Korea is not on this
that's
list.
That's true.
Wink. Wink.
But you know, Andy, you so are there any other surprise soups from Spain that let you just say this is a soup culture? Because when I think Spain, you know, I also think paella, which is not a soup.
No, no, it's not a soup. I think
it's a dish.
Jamón,
the jamón soup, which is
I think
ham soup.
I like the extra Klingon-y in their voice.
tapas,
yeah.
Why tapas?
Oh, because what. Who doesn't love tapas? You could eat 1,000 different things.
But soup?
It's not soup. I'm saying I think of this
oh,
when I think
these
of Spain.
Things. Okay. All right.
Spain also has a good culture of sort of a rustic type of peasant soup that's made thickened with bread. You take bread and fresh vegetables and you just puree it. Garlic, oil, and bread.
Wow. That's kind of interesting. I would definitely eat that.
Wait, is ratatouille from Spain or is that Italian?
It's French.
It's French.
Sacré bleu.
Sacré bleu. Okay, sorry.
Pretty sure ratatouille is French, right?
Yeah. Sacré right. bleu. Yeah, you guys, I get it. I'm French.
But yeah, I mean, I think Spain being in the number 9 slot is pretty solid. You know, you think gazpacho is a well-known soup. That's a worldly soup. That's a soup that's a trope. People can make fun of that soup.
Yes.
I've heard
it's
I've
so
heard
well
it.
Known you can mock it.
You've heard of it.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely,
you've heard
definitely
of
heard
gazpacho.
Of it. Never had it though. I've never
So
eaten.
There is a culture around it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And people.
Yeah, yeah. Copy. So I was in Spain is heavily influenced for Latin America and South America especially, and that was a dish that I could have partaken in Colombia, but I didn't. I had a bunch of the Colombian style foods down there, but it was always something that was there. I just never tried it. I guess I should have.
There you
it's
go.
A culture behind.
Here's the gazpacho experience for Americans. This is a fancy restaurant. Ooh, gazpacho. They don't have that at the place we normally go. Let me order it. This is fucking cold Campbell's. $15. Cold Campbell's.
That's true. I don't think I would ever really order a gazpacho. I might partake in it if somebody made it for like a potluck or something, but if I were to go to a restaurant, yeah, I'm like this better be like a Spanish fucking like, you know, yeah. like very like authentic Spanish restaurant, like Spain. And they're making like paella. They're making like, you know, jamón. They're making whatever that there's a delicious garlic and like it's like a red bean kind of stew that's very well known in Spain. And I don't remember the name of it. But
a Spanish
like,
stew
paprika in it. It's like it looks really delicious.
Sounds
and,
great.
Yeah, I don't think I would really order a gazpacho, right? Like, I don't, you know, that's not really my wheelhouse. Andy?
Yeah, this is one of those few times. When I probably prefer the hot thing to the cold thing. I like hot soup. I'm usually, you know, if people give me a choice between a hot drink and a cold drink, I'm like, cold drink all the way. I hardly ever drink anything like hot tea because I don't like to be hot, but I like hot soup.
Dude, we're in line with each other. I'm not a hot drink guy either. I do not like coffees. Oh. I'm not a tea guy unless it's like fucking ice cold, super sugared iced tea. That's my way to go. I don't like normally other than hot chocolate. But then I think it's like a candy bar.
You don't
other
drink that, coffee. You don't drink coffee?
Don't drink coffee at all. Never liked it.
Yeah. It's fucking I'll drink weird.
Never have, never will.
I'll drink coffee when it's turned into basically a vanilla milkshake with a little flavor coffee of
coffee. Flavored sugar milk?
Yeah. Those whatever you can... That's just, yeah. No, I'm not a coffee guy.
Gotcha. Okay.
Well, I don't know, Andy. Should we get to number 8 here?
Yeah, okay, let's move on.
Number 8.
All right, we're gonna go to number 8 on our list of top 10 soup cultures.
Top 10 soup cultures.
Number 1. Christian Rock Radio. Number 8. Mexico.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
All right.
I have.
So you guys might be familiar with some of these famous Soups of Mexico, pozole.
Nope.
I would have called that in Italian.
Wow.
Oh. Menudo?
Menudo, the band? Wait a minute, the boy band? Hang on.
Oh, the soup.
No. I can't think of it. Is there a...
Tortilla soup?
What's the other one? I'm sorry, I talked over you.
Tortilla soup?
Tortilla soup? Is there really a tortilla soup?
There is. I have had tortilla soup.
Yeah. It's a real thing.
I have had that. That's a real thing.
Let me ask this question. Is that just a soup bowl with tortillas that you dip into it? And no? Okay, all right.
Well, that's chips and salsa.
Yeah, if you take gazpacho and you fry some tortillas, you get chips and salsa.
Oh, President Googs is pulling up pictures of these soups.
God, I'm going to be so hungry now.
In here, you fucker. Yeah.
Now, Andy, there's a lot of soups. I don't think I've ever had a pozole, but I am familiar with it. This is a well-known dish. It's not maybe something that you always think of when you think of Mexican cuisine, but it's quite popular.
It's a very popular soup. This is like a brothy soup with hominy in it. When I do brothy, I move my fingers like a little brush or something.
Pinkies up, right? Pinkies up.
And I think, honestly, it's like, I don't know. It's just like a warm hug.
Yeah.
You know, it's very fulfilling, I think, especially if you're like we are now, the doldrums of winter.
Yeah.
And the soup.
It's a good soup to like, there's a lot of, some of these soups in some of the countries on this list, they're a little fuddy-duddy with the soup. It's like a very, like, all these ingredients and blah, blah, blah. But this soup feels like this is like a economical soup. This is like something a whole family makes, and then you have it, and like it's a big meal, and it's a communal thing.
It's something that, like, what I, in my house growing up, we use the term, like...
It's pronounced ramen noodles.
Okay, here's what I'm going to lead with... this is going to sound way more pretentious than it really is, but they call it like poor people food, like beans and rice.
Pinkies up. Peasant food. That's the generic term for it.
Just like ingredients.
That's Ratatouille. The whole movie is based on that, or the whole
you're
book.
You're stretching the penny. Yeah. You're trying to be economical. Yeah. You're saving the buck. You know, yeah, it makes sense. Sure.
Yeah. So that's so something like that, like just ingredients that stretch and easy to get in bulk.
Yeah. Things you can make, things you could throw into a big pot. Let it sit all day, and then everybody can eat.
Right. Which is the best fucking food, by the way.
Big old fucking prime. Exactly.
Right.
I don't know. A fucking prime rib is pretty fucking good. Hang on a minute. Compared to a nice, good bowl of soup, a peasant soup.
Of Tom Yum. I don't blame you. I don't blame you, Adam. I mean, we knew this coming into this pod that we were bringing some hot dishes and some hot soup. Hot soup. Soup was on, and we're bringing it to some guys who live in a hot part of the country. Who, you know, maybe you guys don't have as much of an opportunity to enjoy the comfort of a hot soup on a frigid day.
Not something I really think about.
Right? I love. Don't get me wrong. I love soups of all kinds. So you know, gnocchi.
He's not a soupist, is what he's trying to say.
My wife has perfected her own recipe for gnocchi, where she uses some red pepper flakes and spices it up for me because she knows that I like it pretty hot. And then some Parmesan.
Oh, yeah.
Not in the bedroom.
You don't eat soup in the bedroom?
You know, I have before. I'm not going to say no to that question. I certainly have laid in bed and ate soup before. That definitely has happened. But
Ron, with these fucking sunglasses on, I could see him as a guy eating soup in bed. Like, completely sure. That's just like, hey, what's up?
But
you guys want some gazpacho?
This is not like the George... He's not like George Costanza where he's hiding it.
No.
This is part of the deal with Ron.
No, Ron is a Chad. He's a right. Ron Chad. Is he's a like, I am eating hot soup. He's burning his chest with the soup. He doesn't care.
Ron's new gimmick on the show, I actually kind of like. So he started wearing sunglasses 2 episodes ago?
Just last week.
Was it last episode?
Yeah. Oh, so he's done it twice now. It's a gimmick.
Yeah
I dig like it. I think it's to hide how bloodshot his eyes are, but that's not. maybe not, but you know.
Last week.
I like it. It's going to be new glasses every week, and we're going to get him some pretty bizarre shit. We do have, I don't know if you guys saw last week's episode, but we do have something for our Discord, for our Twitch people participating in Twitch shows. You earn something in there called Anties, which are points you can spend in Twitch to do things, have the cast drink, or have the cast drink water or alcohol or whatever.
Or yell a bunch.
For like 10,000 points, one of us will have to wear this fucking mask.
Was it 10,000 or 25,000?
10,000 points, but it's okay. It's functional. The jaw actually opens and closes with your mouth So, you know, you could use it. You could podcast in it.
That shit was...
Well, that's convenient.
It was fucking hilarious.
It was you know really funny for some reason.
You know what you can't do in that thing, though? Eat soup.
Oh, you cannot. You definitely couldn't eat our number 7 culture's soup.
These guys know what's going on.
Fucking professionals getting Adam off of his bullshit. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead, number 7.
Number 7 on Top 10 Soup Cultures.
Top 10 Soup Culture.
Poland.
Poland?
All right. I'm going to say right now, ooh, Poland's the one. For $1 million, I could not name a single soup from Poland.
You can just Google it on your phone.
Yeah.
Well, but we're not allowed to. We're doing the...
No, you've never had a big bowl of Polak soup when you were feeling kind of stupid?
No.
Oh. Oh, did I go into the stereotype there?
A little bit, but I like it. It's all right.
It's all right.
You're good.
I didn't get it, so I don't know if I should be looking at you.
They may name a soup from Poland.
He's too young to understand like the whole Polak, like something like our grandparents used to talk about.
The joke around Polish people is that they're not very intelligent, but obviously not true.
No, yes, that's not even close to true.
Yeah, it's not true. It's just an old stereotype. It's like it's an old like World War II sentiment style.
Oh, cool. Yes. So it's dying racism.
Oh, dude, let's bring back
nationalism. Dying nationalism. I'm just trying to keep it going. I just want to keep it alive into the 21st.
Art and Andy are both like, we're both from Poland.
A lot of Polish people in Chicago.
Did you guys know that?
Absolutely. Yeah,
Chicago is actually the highest concentration of Polish people outside of Poland.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that I brought all that up to you guys. So,
the Polish mafia would like a word with you.
All the bunk funkers are like, fuck you, Ron, in the glasses. That guy in the glasses sucks.
Racist bitch.
I gotta stop.
Andy, what are some great... This is Poland, Eastern Europe. We kind of combined the two because...
Oh, okay.
I mean, not to say that the cultures are not the same. I'm not saying that all Slavic cultures are the same. I'm not saying that, but... You know, there's a lot of similar, there's a lot of crossover with the different kinds of, you know, soups that you
Yeah, there
see.
Are some regional soups in Eastern Europe and Russia that are very similar. And Poland's probably the most famous export in food is the pierogi, which is obviously not soup.
Yeah, potatoes.
It's a dumpling.
Right.
But as far as soups go in Poland, there are some pretty simple ones, but some pretty delicious ones. So you have mushroom soup. That's a very famous Polish style soup.
What's in that?
Is it?
It's mushrooms.
Is it a
wait for it?
It's mushrooms.
Is it a particular mushroom or is it just?
It's a Polish mushroom.
Well, that makes sense.
I don't know. Do you know what kind of mushrooms?
No, they're larger than normal.
Mushrooms, well, white button mushrooms,
whatever you can grow, forage from the countryside.
You forage it.
Also, very famous in Poland. Would be either a sauerkraut or a cabbage soup.
You are very passionate about this.
Oh, I love sauerkraut. I love cabbage.
Sauerkraut's
anything,
great.
I think that cabbage should supplant lettuce as the thing we eat.
Wow.
To just add a vegetable to something because it doesn't have enough vegetables.
To give crunch as well.
Right, right. Cabbage, I think, is much better than lettuce.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a hot take.
Nah,
that is an interesting take. Yeah.
I can second that.
I would much rather have a scoop of coleslaw, which just kind of sounds like a Polish name, to be honest. I would much rather have a scoop of coleslaw on a sandwich than a handful of shreddis.
Wow.
Shreddis. Yeah.
So now, borscht is also kind of within this realm as well.
Yeah, borscht is a very...
We're saying this is Eastern Europe and Poland, so borscht is like probably the most... There's, you know, different meat stews, just like meat, potato, fucking... You know, some seasoning, some spices, hearty things. This is, you know, cold area. It's wintry.
I always associated sauerkraut with Germany. I mean, I know that's also Eastern European.
Yeah,
but
you know, you've got that area as well.
Well, I mean, and it's good that you did, Adam. It's good that you did associate sauerkraut with Germany, because if you excluded them from this conversation, there would be a few sauerkrauts.
Oh, ba-dum-bum.
God.
That was good.
Oh, man. I saw it in his eyes when he had it.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say something about krauts when you mentioned it, but I'd already used up all my racist jokes for the night. So.
Your quota has been in?
Yes.
Well, wait for 5-1, Ron. There's all going to be
wow,
a
that was,
up there.
That
Do
was
I get
fast,
an extra
Ron.
One on 5-1? Yes.
Yeah, we'll give you an extra one, buddy. You're good. We don't have a dump button, though.
Come
so don't
on,
make it,
Japan.
Oh, boy. Oh, God. Oh, no.
All right.
right. What have we done?
All right, let me tell you, before we continue in your guys' list, because it's fucking fascinating, I want you to know that
sure,
our producer has never laughed as hard as he has in this in an episode ever. This one has got him.
It's just the seriousness of something so stupid. He likes it's just so fucking funny.
I think he likes the satirical irony of the comedy value in your
Googs,
guys' list.
You should give Mr. Bunker's Conspiracy Time a listen.
I will, man.
If you want to hear.
I will. I'm putting
people
it on my
very
phone.
Seriously attacking being the most stupid people.
I love it so much. No, it's genius. It's not stupid. It's
we have a passion for food. We're passionate. We're not sure. Foodies, but Andy, you especially have a big passion for soups.
Yeah, I do love soup. I eat a lot of soups.
I don't know.
I feel like I don't believe them when they say it.
All right, all right.
If you saw us, you probably would change your mind.
We're covered in soup right now.
Mr. Bunker everywhere.
That's why you guys wouldn't go on video. You're sitting
That's
in a tub
true.
Of
we
soup
We spilled
right
soup
now,
all over you? Ourselves. Yeah. We had to take all our clothes off.
All over our crotches.
Oh. That's a big ladle, all right. Just saying.
All right, are we ready to get to number six here?
Yeah,
let's get to number six. Right. Now, this might surprise a few people.
When the moon hits your eyes it's like a moon. Big pizza pie.
That's amore.
It's number six. It's Italy.
Yeah. Oh, God. There's a lot from Italy.
You know, I'm actually surprised it's number six.
Yeah, I would put it in the top five as well.
You started this and I was like, Italy's number one or two for sure.
Yeah. Wow. Maybe that's the twist. Wow, that's interesting.
Because to me, Italy is the exporter of soups and pasta.
Wow. Josh is mad at you guys. He's mad. Look at him. He's angry now.
Oh, this is my angry face.
You know what?
Wow. Angry dad eyes.
Thinking of all the soups that I love, Italy is definitely an influence.
I love Italy soup. It's delicious.
Agreed.
What are some of your favorite Italian soups?
My memory sucks so bad. I can't remember the name of
them. My favorite is what I know as Italian wedding soup. I know it has a more formal name.
Pasta fagioli. That's my
favorite. Pasta fagioli is a classic. You've got your minestrone. You've got, of course, Italian wedding soup, meatball soup, right?
Yep.
For me, I am, I'm part Italian, raised Italian American, and
as I like to say, Italian, I American.
That's right.
And Art hates that.
I don't. I'm not,
he hates it.
Oh, I hate it. I'm seething. Actually,
Art,
right now.
So Art, before you carry on, I loved your defense of your Italian. Character portrayal in your last episode that you guys did. That was fucking glorious, especially when you guys got
shitty
to the
Tony Soprano.
Yeah, Tony Soprano was pretty good. I heard the emotion. I thought you might have actually had a gun in your, in your fucking waistband or something. I mean, it was good. I liked it. It was pretty good, especially when you guys made it to the half pig, half man, half whatever the
spoilers.
Other
spoilers
creation was. Oh, no. It's that doesn't spoil it. You need to go listen to the last episode. It was good.
You want to hear? Appreciate that, Adam.
Yeah,
thank
man.
You. I did put probably Googs would laugh at the amount of time that I put into practicing that stupid accent.
I would.
Peek behind the curtain here, fellas.
Peek behind the curtain here. A little inside baseball.
Peek behind the curtains here, fellas. We got to that section, and Art starts doing the Tony Soprano voice.
Yeah,
and he's like, I got to take that again.
Yeah, I took it twice,
and then he's like, God damn it, I lost it.
Aww.
So I went to the bathroom, and the whole time I'm in the bathroom, he's just doing the line over and over and over and over again. The disrespect over here. The disrespect over here.
He's got
just him. Over and over
That's
and over
awesome.
Again.
For me, tortellini soup.
Tortellini.
There is so much nostalgia that I have in my heart, my cold, dead heart. For tortellini soup, when I was a little boy, growing up, we'd have this local Italian restaurant. It was always the birthday spot, and they had this tortellini soup. It's just such a simple soup. It's just cheese tortellinis in a clear, probably chicken broth, maybe vegetable broth, probably chicken, though. And it was just, it's so simple. It's so fucking good. The next time you're at an Italian restaurant, whether it be fancy or not, and that they have if they have tortellini soup on the menu, I encourage you to try it because it's that fucking good.
Nice.
Sometimes simple's better.
Deal. I like that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah. Locally, what Italian restaurants do we have, barring Carrabba's?
We've got the infamous exclusive.
Carrabba's has a great lentil soup.
Olive Garden.
Carrabba's is good. No. Better than Olive Garden. We've got the infamous. You guys may not know this. This might be a southern thing, but it's very influenced from Italy. We've got the Sbarro's in the malls.
Sbarro's.
No, that sounds very authentic.
We do have Sbarro's as well, but I'm not joking either. My Italian, some of my Italian, like straight off the boat from Italy, like relatives, they fucking swear by the lentil soup at Carrabba's.
Really?
Oh, nice. Interesting. Yes. I've been sleeping on it. I'll give it a shot. We make lentil soup at home. It's so easy. That's one of those
so easy
throw in a pot, cook all day things, right?
Yeah, pea soup too.
I'm looking it up now. There's a restaurant over in Merritt Island that's about halfway between my house and your guys' house down in Palm Bay, and it is by far the best restaurant I've eaten at. That's Italian influence, but it's not Italian. It's Sicilian.
You're talking about, it starts with an A. He's also got the cooking, you know,
meat. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he does cooking as well.
By Island Thrift. Sorry, everybody else who doesn't live locally.
Yeah, no, that's it. I just can't remember. So there's this guy here.
It's good.
He is Sicilian, which, and forgive my, we know my geography capabilities. I don't know. Sicily? Or is that a heritage of Italian? I don't know what Sicilian actually
it's
is.
It's part of Italy.
Is it part of Italy?
Sicily is a big island off the tip of the boot.
Yeah, I mean, okay. some people might get all fucking up in arms about it, but it's like, shut up.
Still Italian, though. So, like, Puerto Rican and
you're American.
And Cubans won't call each other's names.
Yeah,
but
Sicilians don't like being called Italians.
Ah, all right. Yeah, all right.
They're not down for that.
This guy is Sicilian, and my wife and I went there years ago and fell in love with this restaurant. Got to know the guy who owns the restaurant, is also the head chef. He does everything, all the preparations for the food, and it is fucking amazing. It's all family run, so his wife is one of the main business managers, et cetera, et cetera. But it's so that probably for our Brevard County folks here in Eastern Florida. That is probably, and I forgot the fucking name of it.
Alfredo Paradiso. I saw it on the map that Goose just had pulled up.
Wait, give us that in Tony Soprano. So it's Alfredo Paradiso.
You're going to go on Alfredo Paradiso.
Wow, that's so good.
It's not that good.
So for our local folks, go check that place out. It's fucking fantastic.
And then in on the south end of the county in West Melbourne, it's Panavino or something like that. Sorry for local, non-local people over there. The Oaks Theater in the theater. Yeah. Yeah, there's a really good Italian.
I got
place
my
over there,
first under the pants in at that movie theater at the Oaks.
Were you eating soup at the time?
She was.
Wait, what went under your pants?
She ended up with soup in her hands.
Now that is soup culture right there. There
I like to call
hopefully
that a little bit of
for you, she does
it.
Like to swallow things hot.
She touched my gnocchi.
Nice.
Sorry, tangented. Sorry, guys. Take it back.
Well,
yeah. Wow, how do we follow that?
I mean, Adam's wet noodle.
I think we follow it with a break because that was number six, right?
That was number six.
That was number six.
Yeah. Do we have any business we have to do before the break?
I don't know. I handed you my list.
Oh, you did.
You
did give me the list.
I don't know why I handed it. You have two copies next.
All right. So we are going, before we go into the break, we are going to plug our merch a little bit. So please, even though I did it at the beginning of the show, head over to twisted10.com. There's a merch site that's on there. You know, better yet, listeners, head over to Mr. Bunker's Conspiracy Time podcast. Check him out. Give him a follow on your favorite podcast listening app, be it Spotify or iTunes.
I subbed.
Whatever. You subbed as well?
Oh, immediately.
Because of the... See?
Dude, I haven't stopped laughing.
You guys got President Googs to sub.
I don't know
And he
why.
Heard your other episode, but this episode... This episode got him.
It's too funny.
Wow.
This episode got him.
We appreciate that, Googs.
Yeah,
thank
of
you
course
so much.
It is. It's really...
Dude, I'm fucking loving it. All right, so head over there, check out twisted10.com for merch. Get a hat, get a duffel bag, get a shirt. We did get a request to add some polos onto
the
list.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Can you add soup? Some Twisted 10 soup as well? That would be awesome.
What kind of soup would
10
it be?
10 ingredients.
All right, Ann, take us to break for everybody hanging out in Twitch. So twitch.tv/twisted10, everybody in Twitch, we're going to hang out with you guys in the break and chill with Art and Andy from Mr. Bunker's Conspiracy Time. We will be right back in a couple of minutes for everybody else.
All right. Let's give a minute to our show sponsors because these hacks won't shut the fuck up. I think I am going to include True Phonic Band members in those that will be saved. Welcome back to the Twisted 10. Now can you dipshits manage to stay on topic? Certainly not in the first half.
Welcome back. welcome back to the show. You can say something?
Come. Yeah, I was going to say, I think we did a pretty good job staying on topic in the first half.
Yeah. You know what? Anne might be off on her pre-recorded
I know,
rejoin
we just,
music.
It's time for a new button.
We can make a new button. That's for sure. So welcome back to the Twisted 10. We are here with Art and Andy from Mr. Bunker's Conspiracy Time podcast. They are bringing us probably, I would like to deem this the most unique list I think we've ever had.
Wow.
What's up, gamers? What's up, soup heads? Who's ready for some soup?
Those are fans. Soup's on! Those are fans in stands, like the cheeseheads, that have to remain really still because, you know, they're bound in soup. I'll give myself crickets. Yeah, no, go ahead. All right, guys, do us a favor.
A little crickets on that one. I lost it halfway through.
Recap the countries from 10 through 6 for us, and then take it off with number 5.
All right. Here are top 10 soup cultures, 10 through 6. Number 10, Thailand. Number 9, Spain. Number 8, Mexico. Number 7. Poland / Eastern Europe.
I think that's the one.
Number 6, Italy. And that brings us to number 5. The USA.
USA. USA.
Now, America. Please, for the love of God, I know you guys know some soups from America.
Yeah.
Well, right? Pea soup. America is most pea soup. All right,
chicken noodle soup.
That is chicken noodle soup is in. I would consider that an American.
That's a
soup?
Staple.
Oh,
for
not
America.
Me. You wouldn't.
No, I think that's more of a universal thing.
All right, I'm going to ask the obvious question here. So we have the one state that stands out in the world for a particular soup ish.
Right.
Oh, clam chowder
dish. No, well, no clam chowder too. Yeah, but no. Oh. Texas. Mm-hmm. Texas brings us chili. Is chili
that is what I wanted to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Fuck yeah. That's chili, what I'm talking about.
A little controversial, I think.
I think it is a controversial
dish. Is it USA? Is it Mexico?
Is it USA or Mexico? Chili, I think chili is USA.
Chili is, I feel like, an American, especially the way we make it with the you know, whether you like beans or don't like beans. I mean, if you're doing like a very Texas style, it's almost like a chili Colorado kind of thing. Without beans.
Well, I think,
you know, I don't know.
We heard from, so if you're a fan, and it gets a lot of hate, but I'm a huge fan of the Big Bang Theory. I love that show. Ron did an episode of the top 10 sciences we learned from the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah,
something
science
like that.
And some other stuff.
Wait.
So in the Big Bang,
hate the Big Bang now? Why does it get hate?
Pop culture right now does not like Big Bang Theory for whatever reason.
All right, weird.
Why?
We have never made fun of Big Bang Theory.
I want to laugh when I want to laugh. You don't tell me when to laugh.
Oh, you don't like laugh tracks.
Hate them.
Oh, so that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, but laugh that's all sitcoms.
Well, but wait a minute.
So Big Bang's going to get the hate for that?
Wait, hang on. Big Bang doesn't have a laugh track. Big Bang has a live studio audience.
Oh, yeah, their live studio audience.
The only thing they get is a light that says laughter. That's all they get.
Okay.
So it's kind of artificial.
Dude.
No, it is a live audience, 100%. There's no 100% question
live
about
that. Audience.
Cool. Yeah, cool. It is live.
All right. Okay.
But Big Bang Theory, if you don't laugh, Chuck Lorre points a gun at you. That's true.
That's,
all right, I like true. It again.
That's true. Big Bang Theory taught us that chili is traditionally made, Texas chili is without beans. Anything with beans is fantastically tasted, but it doesn't qualify as a chili. Hmm. So
it's very contentious, but I mean, Andy, you don't consider chili a soup.
I wouldn't.
Right?
I'm with Andy.
It's a stew, right?
I don't know.
You're staring at me with your dead shark eyes.
It's
I'm
a
waiting
hearty
for a
dish.
Response.
All black, no soul behind those eyes. Is that what you're saying?
I think chili skirts the line of soup.
Oh boy. What does that mean?
It lives in this world of could be a stew, could be a soup.
Like it's like when how states have marijuana legalized, but on a federal level, it's still illegal.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Chili is legal in Texas, but you know it's not legal at the soup level.
Right.
I don't know. I think I consider it a. It's a, it's.
I would consider
a,
it
a chicken
neither.
A chicken chili. Like a what do they usually call that? Like a green chili or like a white bean chili.
There. Yeah.
That's kind of soupy. It's way more soupy than a chili.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I think chili gets classified as a soup a lot.
How about this? Yeah. Chili begins as a soup, but then after a day in the fridge, It soaks up and it becomes a stew.
Yeah.
So like it transforms.
That's true.
Yeah. The butterfly of soups.
So what other like American? We've got clam chowder.
We've got gumbo.
Gumbo. How could we forget gumbo?
Gumbo? Isn't gumbo the more French Cajun? Kind of
New Orleans, Nolens, baby.
That's a pretty...
It's an American amalgamation of influences from global regions.
That's fair.
Chipino?
Chipino?
What's that? Chipino is like a seafood soup that originated from San Francisco.
Okay.
I'm into it.
She-crab soup from the East Coast.
She-crab? Did you say she-crab soup?
She-crab soup.
That's the pronoun it prefers. Sorry, that was very insensitive. I'm in trouble for that one.
It'll only cost you $20 an hour.
I just got canceled.
We all knew it would happen eventually, Ryan.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Matter of time.
It's she crab because it's traditionally made with the crab roe.
Oh, man, that looks good.
The eggs of the crab.
Yeah, President Googs has pulled this up in the studio. It looks like a clam chowder just with a little bit of mustard.
What about lobster bisque? That's one of my favorites.
Lobster bisque?
Well, bisque, no, not American.
But French, lobster bisque.
Really? Bisque is not
lobster
American.
Bisque. And he's making his huh face, and he's putting his hands up. I guess pea soup, tomato soup.
I say we did microwave gazpacho. Called it our own thing.
What about just good old fashioned like vegetable soup? Is that American?
A vegetable soup, a beef and barley.
I think a vegetable soup would be considered a peasant style, a peasant soup.
Wild rice, chicken and rice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like wild chicken. Yeah.
Chicken and wild rice soup. Yes.
Excellent.
I like it.
I think America
is it American.
I think America
I don't know.
Is pretty
I don't
well
know the
defined.
Origins of chicken and rice.
Yeah, you're a piece of shit. Anyway, Campbell's chicken noodle soup. I think canned soup is that an American invention?
I
or
canned
no?
soup. I think that the like United it. States can take credit for.
Is that something we kind of brought forth? Is
I don't know,
American
but let's
invention?
Take credit for it.
What about ramen noodle?
Look, I mean, it all contributes to the culture of soups in this country.
Sure. I agree with
which
that.
Which is what this list is really about.
Oh, that's you guys, I know how to define American soup. I know how to define America's culture behind soup. We're the only country that the main ingredient, like you always look at the ingredients list, and the very first ingredient in all American
sodium.
Canned soups, no, is preservatives. That's the very first
thank you.
Ingredient, yep. which sometimes
that
is
and
sodium.
Sugar and, yeah.
That's our number one contribution as a country.
I say we go back and we need to rate the plausibility, non-plausibility of whether chili is a soup or not.
Wow.
All right, let's do it.
I'll make a poll.
Highly plausible.
I'm gonna make a Twitch poll.
I just like yes or no question. There's a bowl of like miso soup in front of you, borderline broth, and then there's a bowl of chili. Do you look at them and say this is the same category of food? No, not for me.
See what I'm saying? Oh, that's a good question. Is it day-old chili or is it fresh chili?
Either. I think even fresh chili, I don't believe it to
see
be
what I'm
soup.
And like, but it's also, I wouldn't even put it as in this.
I mean, if you can
stew,
call chili
either.
Soup, you could almost call spaghetti soup at this point.
I go by the cube rule
the cube
when
rule?
It comes to food. And I say that chili is a soup because I like that version of categorizing what is or isn't something. To me, chili is a soup. I'm going with it.
See,
chili's a soup.
See, fellas, by the cube rule, milk and cereal is also a soup.
That's true. Milk and cereal is also a soup.
That's a good point.
Milk and cereal is a soup. It's the cube rule.
Rice
the cube rule
soup,
puts
yeah.
any food into a cube, and depending on the like the outer edge of it on the cube. So think about it this way. Like a taco is there's like it's like a U, right? So you've got one face of the cube, the bottom face of the cube. And then, like, left bottom and right side. So, by that logic, a hot dog is a taco.
Oh, I see where you're going with that. I know. I think it has to do with the ingredients. So, for example, in this analogy that you gave, cereal wouldn't be a soup because of the ingredients that are involved. So, in this case, you wouldn't put milk and chili, right? And you wouldn't put, like, the only thing that categorizes cereal is that if it's surrounded by milk or beer, and that's it. If it's not surrounded by one of those two liquids, then it's not a cereal, right?
I don't think so. I have a box of cereal in my pantry that's not surrounded by milk.
No, when you prepare it.
I see.
If you pour dry cereal onto a plate, then it's a snack.
That's true.
It's not cereal anymore. It's a snack.
Well, it's still, cereal. It's just not a bowl of cereal.
What'd you have for your snack this afternoon? I had cereal. So anyways, chili is a stew.
I'm going to stay on chili as a soup.
Let's go, Adam. Let's go.
I'm on board. I think it's a soup. We got a poll up in Twitter.
We got a poll. It'll be up for the next couple minutes.
We're going to build a disaster recovery plan, and then we're going to...
You know what I do?
Then we're going to fucking...
I just finished that motherfucking document today. You know what I do.
I don't blame you, or I don't envy you, is what I mean. Well, I'll tell you this, boys. I think... we talked about America having preservatives. We talked about sodium in our soups, the things we're proud of as this country. But I think this next country on the list, I think you might think it's fancy, but I would say it's fatty. Mm. Andy, would you agree?
What? It's fatty?
It's fatty.
Yeah, sure.
It's number four.
It's number four.
It's
France.
France. They cook with a lot of butter. They cook with a lot of butter.
They do.
French onion soup.
Right. Onion soup alone. What a culture.
I mean, that's true, right?
There's a whole culture around just that soup.
French onion soup, you go to any steakhouse, of course, there's going to be, usually there's some kind of French onion soup. It's a very famous soup.
They have so many beef bones lying around. It's very easy to make beef stock.
Now, French soup, there's some other very famous French soups we might not be aware of. Is it consommé?
Consommé, yes.
Consommé is probably the most pretentious of all soups.
Yeah.
It is literally taking all the ingredients of a beefy, brothy soup and then cooking them like for a long time and then getting rid of all the ingredients and drinking just the broth.
Getting rid of as much of the material that went to make the broth as possible.
Right. Really?
Right. It's literally just rich broth.
It's like strained and then through a cheesequloth. And
yep.
It's the most French
of all soups.
Yeah. Sacre Dieu, I would like some beef water, please.
beef water, my favorite porn star.
Oh, God.
That's a good one.
I hope our middle name's not Curtains.
All right,
I hope it is.
That got a laugh. That doesn't get crickets.
Okay.
How about other French soups, though?
Ratatouille! We talked about it already.
That's not soup.
That's not soup.
That's not soup. That's not soup. Oh, we're talking about not soup.
What did you
soup. No soup for you.
Oh, that's not a soup?
No.
No, it's a
layered
casserole of vegetables.
Oh, yeah.
It's eggplant and tomato.
Squash.
Didn't you watch
zucchini?
The movie?
It's like thinly sliced.
But you know my memory, Josh. It's served in like a little soup and then a little cute rat. I don't know. Fuck, I don't
know. You know, typically it's made in a pan and then things are like shingled all together.
Shingled.
So it looks very interesting.
You've got bisques. Colorful. What else have we got?
How about bouillabaisse?
Bouillabaisse?
Bouillabaisse.
Bouillabaisse?
Yeah, seafood soup.
Okay.
That's all I had prepared.
Okay.
that was awesome. Bouillabaisse, wasn't that rap group out of the 90s that just made bass tracks?
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah, I remember them.
There was Bouillabaisse and Jamiroquai. Yeah, we were the two.
I haven't heard a Jamiroquai reference in fucking years. That was awesome. Well, good throwback.
Man. I want you to imagine that's what Andy and I dress like.
Do you guys also have moving floors in your house so you can make one end to the other without
that's
having...
That's how the bunker operates.
Yeah,
hell yeah, dude. That's efficient right there.
Are we fans of French onion soup? Because I am not.
I'm not an onion fan at all.
Well, my wife loves it. Anytime, any place we
Andy
go, they have it. She's going to get it.
It's cheesy.
Andy is seething at that, Adam. He
it's
loves
it.
Really?
Onions. Yeah, I dig it.
So Andy, good. Andy and our dear friend Justin Link... Who is Justin Link? You can look him up.
JustinLink.com.
You both love to eat onions raw, and you did this very recently. We were doing a project. We can't talk about it because it hasn't been released yet.
Eat onion like an apple?
They straight up just had there was a green onion, and you ate it just right off like it was a fucking vegetable, like a carrot.
Like a celery stick or something. Well, like all right, so green onion's a little bit different to me. I was literally picturing a white onion just... eating the outside of the onion like
he would
an apple.
Do that too, I imagine.
I would do it if it would get a rise out of Art for sure.
Onion's
I don't sit around
so
and eat.
You'd get a rise out of me if you did it.
When I'm all
I don't believe you.
Juice.
I literally don't believe you.
You don't believe me that I don't sit around and eat onions all
I don't.
Day long?
I could see you doing it because that's how much I know that you love. You're such a gourmand. You're such a glutton that you just love onion. You love garlic. You love intense flavors.
I do love onion and I love French onion soup.
Yeah,
so good.
One of my favorite soups all time.
I love the extreme flavors like garlic or like a Thai pepper as an example. We talked about that a little bit earlier. Any of the really potent or sour flavors. I absolutely love it. I, for whatever reason, My entire life, I have never liked onions. The only time I can tolerate an onion is if it's sliced so thin that it almost, like a piece of garlic, like it almost melts when it hits your mouth. That's about the only time.
You slice them thin.
Yeah.
Put them on the burger. Yeah.
I've never enjoyed diced onions, sliced onions, caramelized onions, none of that. I've never enjoyed onions.
That's just
I'm not going to agree with you there, Adam. I think.
Sure. No, no. To each his own. I get
it. I'm not going to be building out any kind of disaster recovery policies with you there. But,
100% of our audience thinks that chili is a stew.
Wow. 100%?
100%.
All three of you think that it's a...
Correct.
It's a,
I got a Twitter poll going. There was three of them, and then I did it.
I got a Twitter poll going, too, and so far we got 73% say no, it is not a soup.
Wow. Well, they're all fucking wrong and stupid.
Yeah, but Ron, hang on.
I don't know.
Hang
on a minute.
Ron is very... Ron takes his Twitter polls very objectively. He'll put a Twitter poll like, are you a dumbass and think... chili is a soup, or are you like the rest of the world and think chili
is a
soup?
I really put, is chili a soup?
You dumbass.
Yes, no. I made it as straightforward as possible.
All right, that's
chili is a soup, people. Come. We're going to go, we're like the Joker. We live in a society. We're taking, you know, all that stuff. We're going to go straight up Joker mode. We all believe chili is a soup, and we're happier for it. So.
I think so. I'm still on board with chili as a soup.
Sorry, that threw us back a number.
Yeah, that went backwards.
Do we want to go to the top three? But there needs to be a little bit of a warning.
Ooh.
What's the warning?
I think we just need to say, Ron, just be careful with this top three.
Okay.
Oh, racism. Oh, here boy. We go. Here we go. No clicks in your racist impersonations, okay?
All right, here we go. Okay. All right, so let's start with number three, dangerous territory.
Oh, here we go.
Number three,
Japan.
Best soup culture in the world, Vietnam.
Oh. Vietnam.
Pho.
Pho.
Pho. Hey, pho, you
what
guys.
The pho?
A little bit of jalapeno in your pho.
I've never had stuff. Pho.
Oh, it's good.
What?
Wow. It's pretty basic.
It is fucking good.
It is so fucking good. It's incredible. Pho is a wonderful soup. It is so transcendent that, you know, obviously, when immigrants come to America, they usually bring like a few staples that work for the American palate. This has happened with most cuisines in the world, and so the fact that, you know, Vietnamese immigrants are bringing over like pho as like one of the main staples, and it has grown so popular. I mean, maybe that's just because, you know, we're in Chicago, and we have like a little area of the city called Little Vietnam where you can, there's like a pho place on every fucking part of the street. Cool. It's you literally can just go to a different pho place probably every night of the week for every month. But I just think it's such a wonderful soup.
It is very ubiquitous in Vietnam too.
Yeah, it is. And it's interchangeable. You know, obviously I think a lot of people eat it with
it's very customizable.
That's what I meant to say. It's there's a lot of options. Everybody can have it their own way. It's like the Burger King of soups.
Right. Look, I get that I'm an American, and I get that I'm not the most intelligent American, but sure. Pho is spelled P-H-O?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
What?
P-H-O.
It's Vietnamese.
I had President Googs pull up pho in here so I could see what it looks like, because I really have never had it before.
Yeah.
And I'm like, pho? What the hell is pho?
It's freaking good, dude.
You're like, pho.
Now,
yeah, exactly.
Super.
And now, be
Ron,
careful.
That Ron clip.
Now, you know, there's a lot of French influence in Vietnam because the French, it was a Vietnam was a French colony, or
right.
for a long time.
Oh, cool.
That's true.
And you know, if you go to France,
delicious.
There's actually some of this. Now we're starting to see some of this like backwards culture, I guess you might say. So the French brought a lot of their culture to Vietnam. Now Vietnamese culture is kind of coming to France, and so you can actually go to France. And you can have pho, but it's, you know, it's French pho, so they call it a faux pho.
Come on.
Sacre pho.
God, you're the
faux pho.
That was a stretch to get to
the absolute worst.
That was a stretch to get to that joke, but we appreciate it.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Good job.
So I have a fun story.
Okay.
So for
a fun
my
story?
Wife and I, for our honeymoon, we went and we did a bunch of backpacking. It was pretty cool. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Hostels all
barebacking in Europe.
boom.
Yeah.
But Jesus what Christ. Story was I telling?
That doesn't matter anymore.
It doesn't.
Nah, he already got the cherry.
He's blushing.
So
Josh got the cherry
time.
Too.
It was a good time. But we when we were in France, we stayed in Paris for a few days, and we went to this noodle place. And nothing in English, naturally. So I went, and there was some sort of beef soup. It was a vaguely Vietnamese-looking restaurant based on what I know as an American, right? So I've never been to Vietnam, so whatever. So I there's like this beef soup, and it had little chili peppers all around the page. And I was like, this one, please. And he said, in his English, he said, are you sure? Mm. Now, he didn't speak much English at all, so the fact that one of his expressions was, are you sure, should have been a hint.
Oh, boy.
So I said, no, I'm fine. Because I'll go to a Thai restaurant or a Thai hot. Sometimes I'm just feeling, I just like, I want to drain everything. I want to sweat. I just want to feel my meal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was draining everything on that honeymoon.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, man. That was good. That was good.
So he, and this is like a really cool place. Like, a grandma of the family owned restaurant was like stretching noodles in the back. Like, cool. Everything was super fresh. Yeah. Like,
wait, they did massages?
Let's talk about more about that grandma. Nice.
Stretching noodles.
Oh, what else was she stretching?
But did they sell pho at the massage parlors?
$20 for pho.
What?
So it was a very it was like an authentic
super authentic, very like family owned, like kind of like very small alley restaurant in Paris. It was really cool. So I ordered this food, and they make it and he brings it out. And he kind of looks at me and gives me this concerned, like, okay, here you go, American. Good luck.
Here's your pitcher of water with it.
And yeah, and I'm going to lead with this soup was amazing. It was so good. It's so spicy, so hot, very deserving of all the little chili peppers on the page.
Oh.
But he leaves and he comes back and he comes over to ask, how is it? And so I'm taking a bite. I look up and I take a breath to answer and I just suck just like that hot chili air into my lungs and fucking die at the table. I'm losing it. I'm coughing. I'm hacking. Everything. It's disgusting. And I take 30 seconds of this, just me falling apart at the table. I finally get it together and I look up. And I try to answer, you know, and just like, you know, that how it happens, like your voice doesn't work anymore after those choking fits.
Oh, yeah.
So I just give the guy a thumbs up, and him and grandma fucking lose it. Once they realize that I'm okay and I'm just dying from the spiciness. Oh, man. It's one of my.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's great.
That's pretty fucking
they,
cool.
Yeah. They definitely they talk about you on their podcast.
I hope so.
Grandma's noodle stretching podcast.
That's right. We talked about it up top. Yeah, pho is great for that because it's so customizable with the, you can put extra jalapenos in it. You can put extra Thai basil. Mm. I don't think this, I mean, I don't, you know, whatever, fuck it. But it's like, I like to just pour the fucking sriracha straight into the soup.
So
some people say you're not supposed to do that. You're just supposed to dunk the meat in it. But I'm like, fuck that. I want it in there. I want that spiciness.
Yeah.
Ooh. I don't like a bean sprout.
Ooh, all right, my sprouts. Fucking soup.
Get those, all right, let me get those fucking bean sprouts out of my soup.
They're crunchy. They're
I want
delicious.
Those in there.
So this is a,
no,
this is
I
a,
choke on them too much.
This is a definitive question that I'm going to ask the two of you guys. I know. Oh, I think I don't know about Ron, but I know how Josh takes his in this situation.
Hey.
Oh yeah.
His
do
men.
You guys? First things first. The question. Let me suffice this by asking: do you guys like and enjoy sushi?
Yeah. Yeah.
Both
I
of you.
I do enjoy sushi. Okay.
Do you sushi. Enjoy the wasabi with your sushi?
Of course.
Okay.
Yes,
now,
I love
in fucking, you know, moderation. You
no, that's fine.
No, Andy is like,
lather the whole thing in it, and then I'm going to dunk it in the soy sauce.
We all understand as Americans that most of the wasabi that we eat is really a horseradish base and isn't the authentic root ground up that makes the wasabi flavor. So we understand that here in America. So I understand it's mostly horseradish. Got it. But here's
love
the big question. Here's the line in the sand, definitive drawing a difference between your personality and maybe somebody else's. When you use your wasabi, do you mix your wasabi in with your soy sauce or do you put it on top of the meat?
No.
Neither?
Always put it on top of the sushi.
On top of the sushi? Both of you guys do on top of the sushi. I mix mine in with the soy sauce. And you dip it
deep. I mix this. I do the wasabi on top of the sushi. and then you eat it, and then you take a shot of soy sauce. That's the proper.
Nice.
You're all a monster. Right.
That's an acceptable answer. We appreciate that. Low sodium or all fully loaded?
Green I go
or
extra sodium soy sauce.
Green or red. You get the high sodium soy sauce. And
yeah,
egg
I get
salt.
The orange one, which is the extreme sodium.
All right. Okay. Well, you
soy
know,
sauce code red.
That's a secret way to find out your guys' real personalities. So we understand now. Gotcha.
I'm a big fan of also the pickled ginger, and I'm a weirdo.
Oh, yeah. I like that too.
Eats the pickled ginger in between each kind of sushi, so that I can cleanse my palate.
Nice. I actually preferred Marianne. I thought she was hotter.
Fancy.
Pickled ginger.
A little Gilligan's Island humor.
Yeah, a little Gilligan's Island reference there.
It's an old.
Well, I think we're ready
joke.
To maybe travel to a different part of the world.
All right.
But in a similar region, maybe a little bit more north. Andy, what do you think?
Yeah, this next number two on our list comes from way up north in a land that...
The North Pole.
Number...
Elf soup.
Candy cane soup.
Santa soup. Number two on our list of top 10 soup cultures is China.
China. All right. A lot of soups from China.
Tons.
I mean, it's almost too many to even name.
Right.
You have your like classic, I think, Chinese for American people. Sure. Your like Chinese takeout soups. You've got your wonton soup.
Wonton
which is usually like a kind of a clear broth into wonton. Egg drop.
Egg drop's good.
Hot and sour soup.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I think that China is one of these places that has such good soup culture. That they,
it's so regionally.
Yeah, there's so many. Influence. Every place. I mean, China's huge, right? And there's soups all over. There's every place has a soup. And you could go into pretty much any Chinese restaurant and find a delicious soup.
Delicious noodle soup with any kind of meats. I mean, you could have like, you know, take your Dan Dan noodles and turn them into a soup. Mm-hmm. And you just fucking eat that shit up.
Chinese
you know
culture
saying?
Also has soup dumplings.
Soup dumplings.
Incredible.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah, that's asking a very stereotypical American like me, America, what countries are predominantly known for their soups, it would be number one is China. To me, at least, I would associate China with the number one country in the world for soup preparations or soup culture in this case. But the second one would be Italy. I would probably go Italy number two, but China definitely would take that top spot for me.
Soup dumplings are awesome. Hey.
But I've only experienced Americanized versions of soups, It's hard to say.
We've only experienced the Campbell's version.
I've only experienced American Chinese restaurants versions of China soups originating from China. So...
And in a way, like that's still an experience of a culture or cuisine.
That's true.
It's not, you know, there's no way to knock that. I mean, I think that it's an influence, right? It's you could maybe liken it to music, you know. You hear something that's a little inspired by jazz or something. I don't know. I'm trying to come up with a reference on the fly.
China
here.
Ain't really so working. Known for its influences for American music. Soups, yes, I'm all on board. Music.
A lot of different great soups, I think, from China, and like you said, it's a soup-based culture.
Yeah, I would be totally on board with that. So, is there the Chinese restaurants that we have around us here? Is there that you guys have kind of already named the famous soups? Is there something I should go look for, like a specific type of soup that if a fat American like me said, "Hey, do you have this type of soup?" It would be something that would be kind of off the beaten path for somebody like me to request something that's unusual.
Here's what I think is great to do in a Chinese restaurant.
Go
and order something that you can't pronounce.
That's
wow.
Or that you don't know what it is. I did this recently in Chinatown here in Chicago. I went into a Chinese restaurant and I wanted some soup. And so I ended up with this like beef soup that had like, it was beef and it had like beef tendon in it too. So it was really, really delicious. Mm. And I got like, I don't know, a huge container of soup for like $6.
Nice.
Wow. That I ate for like 3 days.
And you bathed it.
And
as
I
well.
Poured it in the bathtub and I treated it like I was Scrooge McDuck. Yeah. But I was soup
keep
McDuck.
Going. Keep
and
going.
I smeared it all over my body and then I ate the soup out of the bathtub. But it was delicious. It was, yeah. And it's just like, I didn't know exactly what I was getting, but I knew that I was going to get something authentic because, you know, I think when you go, at least I don't know what it's like in Florida, but in Chicago, you often see there's a more Americanized section of the menu, and then there's a more authentic Chinese section of the menu.
It's like kind of like, taste separated. Like this is what you, yeah. this is the front because this is what you guys want.
Like American people come in and order from this part of the menu, and then the Chinese people in the area will come in and order from this part of the menu because it's more traditional dishes.
You might find something new that you never had before in that version. I think hot pot is becoming very.
I love hot pot.
Yeah, that's becoming very. Like trendy.
Trendy.
What the hell's hot pot?
It's like familiar with
it. Is that like a neti pot where you pour this thing in your nose and out the other side?
You could do that, yeah.
You could. It would hurt and scald you very badly. You'd come out looking like Voldemort, but yeah, you'd.
You sit down in a booth, and in the middle of the booth, there's like a burner, and they bring over your, like a soup base for you, and then you go and you get a bunch of different types of ingredients and put it in your soup. And like,
so you make your own shit, like melting pot.
It's just shit, though.
It's fondue for me.
It's like thin, fondue. Sliced meats.
I feel like it's like Korean barbecue
it's
type
a Korean
of
barbecue, barbecue kind of deal.
Super
good. I think it could be a lot of fun.
By the way, Twitch checking in here, and I'm gonna throw Tough Poo a little bit of love on this one because our experience here for what Chinese delicacy cuisine is Panda Express. I mean, that's what I've got here close to the house too. So Florida's Chinese restaurants, other than the mom and pop style, our chain Chinese is going to be something Panda Express, which is, you know, it's good.
We're not knocking it either. No. Like, it's like, we're not trying to be pretentious about it. We know that we come from a big city where we're lucky enough to have a Chinatown or to have, you know, multiple different locally owned like any kind of cuisine in the world restaurants, right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
If I want to go get Ethiopian food at like 10 p.m., I can go do that. That's not
See,
hard
that's
for
the advantage of like these guys. These guys, like you, I think we talked about this before, but our friend Hentman, we have a soundtrack.
He's also from Chicago.
Yeah, he did the top 10 restaurants
Former
off the
Chicago.
Beaten path from Chicago. He's, you know, that kind of person. I thought I had.
One Eye on Joe.
Oh, there it is.
One Eye on Joe.
That's him. That's our. We had a drop from his episode.
Would you like a black mile?
He got him.
That might be
definitely
the first,
a listener.
Yeah, that might be the first time that I've ever heard somebody actually impersonate Ron impersonating hip man impersonating
it, man.
A white guy on the street in Chicago, which is perfect. I'm jealous though because Chicago is such a big city that you do have all the cuisines, all the different districts. I don't want to call it districts, but like, you know, separations, Chinatown, different types of, you know, influences for cultures inside your city. Certainly. We don't have that here in Central Florida at all. Miami kind of has parts of that.
Dude, we definitely.
You can get an amazing Cubano in Tampa. I mean,
That's true.
You know, you just,
a lot of Latin influence.
Sometimes
here.
You just got to look around. But I mean, if you don't have it, it's like, you know, we're not sitting here trying to knock.
Florida?
Oh, no, I'm not.
Or anything.
You should be. No, why not? I recognize that. You guys aren't knocking on Florida. I completely understand that. But we're in a culture here in Florida where it's a little different than the rest of the world, really.
Sure.
Our you know, we don't pay income tax because of the melting pot that Florida is. All the tourists that come here and influence the spending habits of this economy is because, you know, that's why we don't have an income tax in Florida, you know. So, but the part of that is a lot of those people settle here, too. So we have every culture. It, you know, on one given city block in Orlando, you could have 30 different nationalities of heritage. It's amazing. It's cool to be in that situation. But at the same time, it's also a little bit backwards because we don't have the traditional American experience of a city that's somewhere like Chicago or an LA or, you know, some of those bigger cities have. We don't have that here. I'm a little bit jealous of that.
Let's see. Things I missed.
It's a very well put together response from Adam. He's clearly, you know, very smart.
All right, over to Ron. He'll don't worry. He'll muddy the waters for us just fine. Take it, Ron.
No, that was wonderful. I'm sorry. You started to mention San Francisco.
Oh yeah, that's like one of the only things I miss about San Fran is the crazy amount of awesome authentic food. Indian is a new love of mine from that city. Fucking love Indian.
Certainly,
Indian food. Really,
it's so good.
It's funny you bring that up. I know you're not going to be here during the after show tonight, but something I'm going to talk about in the after show tonight has a very, very Indian influence.
God damn, Indian food's delicious.
It's not food though.
It is good.
It's really delicious.
ridiculously delicious. I'm freaking hungry.
You guys suck. You brought us an episode that makes all of our palates very
crazy. I think number one going to make you maybe the hungriest of all.
Oh, shit.
Because that's why it's number one, right, Andy?
Yeah, it's number one. And this is a country with extreme soup culture.
It's soup culture
radical
is off the charts. This is radical kick-flipping Mountain Dew Baja Blast fucking Halo 2 soup culture.
Uh-oh.
All right, so buckle your seatbelts as we careen into the number one soup culture on the earth, Japan.
Japanese clear soup. That's the stuff. Japanese clear soup is the soup you get. When you go to a hibachi restaurant, that soup they give you, that is called Japanese clear soup.
Hibachi restaurants are fantastic. You get to get a meal and a show. Mm-hmm. Miso soup. Ramen soup. Yeah. My favorite, even more than ramen, an udon noodle soup.
Oh, yeah. Good old udon.
Love an udon noodle.
I think we can tell that Japan has incredible soup culture, similar to China a little bit, in that the soups aren't named for the soup. It's named for the type of noodle in the soup. The soup part is assumed. Yeah, it's the noodle type that differs.
I mean, you can get a cold soba. You can get like a yakisoba, but sure.
Soba
but
salad.
Sure, but... I'll raise you this, Andy. I'll call what you're putting down on the floor.
All right,
I'll raise you this.
Okay.
In Japan, have like a fucking like. There's like a guy who's like a reviewer of ramen, and he's considered like, he's just like all he does, like his entire job. It might be a governmental position. He just goes and tries different ramen restaurants, and either gives them the thumb up or the thumb down, and it's like you live and die by this guy's decision on your ramen.
Damn.
That's
cool.
And it's like ramen, I think, is just such a like, I mean, obviously, you know, ramen's the biggest one. There's plenty of other amazing Japanese soups, but ramen is just such a phenomenon. It's a culture. It is a
Ramen has just let me, I want to add this to your ramen conversation. When Josh and I, so we never served military, but we did government contracting for the United States, and we were in Iraq for a couple of years together. Josh showed me a book that his parents or his wife at the time, or I don't remember who gave it to him. It was like 100.
His wife at the time?
Yeah. Oh. Long story. You got to listen to the after show for the details.
Okay.
Let me hit the plug bell for that.
Hey.
He showed me a book that was like 100 recipes for ramen, and it was like Americanized ramen soup. It was fucking brilliant. It was amazing what you can do with that noodle. I was very, very impressed.
Tonkotsu soup broth, miso broth, shoyu ramens. Yeah. You've got pork. Tenkatsu. You've got chicken.
He was the Bubba fish. From the fucking movie about Bubba Shrimp. And yeah, he was that for ramen.
Bubba Gump?
Bubba Gump. Yeah, thank you.
Josh was Ramen Gump.
I was Ramen Gump.
Man, your name from now on is Ramen Gump.
Just give me like some spicy pork, like pork belly.
Pork belly's the
with some udon. Yes. The whole thing is just super chewy. Yes. Oh.
I'm hungry, man.
There's some, I mean, I've had, I'm actually famously, I would say that I wasn't always the biggest fan of ramen. I like cup ramen. I had it in college. I mean, that's the classic.
It's stable.
Almost, it's like,
stable.
It's like, you know that Japan has to be number one because like the staple of a trope of American college is that you eat ramen, cup ramen for like 25 cents a cup, right? And that is a Japan invention. They perfected that art of like freeze drying the noodle that you can then heat it up during, I think it was World War II, if I'm not mistaken. But was there a
rebuttal?
It wasn't
there?
A rebuttal. No,
we all agree.
Just going to add in that the thought that you were seeing there was that the original like packet ramen that we all know and love today, brand aside, the original guy who wanted to do that, he said that he wanted to impact world hunger. So he tried to find a thing that could be packaged and shipped easily. And that was his goal. Huh. And he did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
When you can get a meal for 12 cents.
Yeah. It's filling. It's salty. It's, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, you can even get higher quality. Have you ever had some of the, it's
true.
I mean, top ironically, shelf. Some of the Korean top shelf ramens are like really fucking good.
Yeah, for real.
Good. But, I mean, Andy and I famously, we dined in New York one night together. We went to Momo. Momofuku?
It was also, Josh, this was our honeymoon. We went to New York.
And you had a prawn ramen, and I think I got the classic, I don't remember. I got
Tenkatsu, probably.
Yeah, the ramen was incredible.
We still talk about
it. I also had incredible pork buns.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have Japanese incredible pork buns, or so my wife tells me.
Yeah, you do. She's not wrong. Buns.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I just think that the culture, it's the soup culture, all those things that we mentioned. I mean, I think you just have to give Japan number one.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
And Adam, I mean, I appreciate too that China very, very much associated with soups.
Oh, you know what, so hang on a minute. That might be just my pure ignorance. If you would really have asked me, where did I think ramen came from? I would say China. So,
oh,
you
all right. Well, yeah.
You know, okay. That might just all be right, my ignorance, my America coming out in me a little bit.
I think we can all feel good about this. This is righting a historical wrong that now China is stealing Japan's culture after what happened during World War II.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The only thing China's good for is ramen and COVID, damn it.
Almost a flag on the play, but I know
it's
a
quote from Adam.
Clearly a joke on the ramen thing.
Oh, man.
Damn.
But fellas, I think that...
That was a ton of fun.
Oh, you know what? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
we got a twist.
Soup cultures. And we still have our twist.
We have a twist. So there are two countries...
Soup cultures with lime.
With a twist of sublime.
Hey.
But don't bump.
Now, look, I don't practice Santeria, but there were two countries.
Do you have a crystal ball?
I have a crystal ball. I have one crystal ball.
Look at you. Now, if you're in a sublime cover band, you do practice Santeria.
It's true.
Well, I wasn't allowed to be in the band anymore, Ron. I got kicked out.
Yeah.
So there are two countries.
Two.
That Art and I, on our individual lists, before we made this joint list that we presented to you, there were two countries where we did not agree on where the country should be placed within the list.
Oh, okay. Right. All right.
And we were pretty far apart on those two. And so we want you guys to guess which two countries.
I feel real
countries.
Good about one of them.
All right, can we you do before we go to our guessing? Can you do us a favor and recap your 10 through 1, just the countries, because we can remember the synopsis between each one. Just recap the countries for us, so we can have a fresh recollection.
Okay, so we'll start with number 10 and go to number 1. Number 10, Thailand. Number 9, Spain. Number 8, Mexico. Number 7. Poland and Eastern Europe. Number 6, Italy. Number 5, the United States. Number 4, France. Number 3, Vietnam. Number 2, China. Number 1, Japan.
All right, so now let's define how these parameters are going to work. So the four of us are in studio. We're going to each guess two countries. If one of us guesses the two countries correct, then obviously they're the winner. However, if one of us gets one country, and nobody else gets the other. Fuck it, let's just play it by ear.
I like that. I am ready.
I have two guesses as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, you ready?
I have changed my guesses based off something they just said.
Let President Googs go first.
All right, Italy and Vietnam.
All right, don't say yes or no. Don't say he's right or wrong. We're going to each go around so it doesn't influence our guests.
Everybody's going to show their cards, and then we're going to flip the...
And then we're going to take off our clothes.
We're going to flip the river.
Take them off, baby.
Sorry. Right. Sorry.
I'm going to say 9 and 6.
Right. Oh, wait. What countries were those?
All right, 9.
Spain and Italy.
Yes, Spain and Italy. 9 and 6. Italy.
Somebody writing these down.
I'm going to go. Yeah.
We'll remember. I know what my guess is, so when you reveal, I will just tell you if I was right or wrong.
Yeah.
So Josh was Spain and Italy, and I think that was Googs first, right? That was
yes.
Yeah. Italy and Vietnam.
I'm going to go to be different because I was probably going to go Italy and Spain, but I was torn between two. So I'm going to go Italy and the United States.
Mm. You guys are so off. It is very obviously Poland and the United States. Because they're dealing with placement of where they are in the list. United States was number 2. United States, to me, now I might be disagreeing with you guys, but the United States doesn't have as much of a soup culture as some of these other countries in the list.
Man, but we were, but maybe it's because we're in the United States, but we were able to name more soups off the top of our head when we got to United States than any other country.
That's because we're lazy fat dads who order takeout all the time. So.
I mean, it's very possible. But
hey, I'm lazy.
That's part of why
I'm not a dad.
I guessed by
the fact that I thought both those countries had a lot of soup culture, but maybe that's something they argued about. And I also guessed those because they were kind of in the middle of the list, so they compromised and stuck them in the middle.
Ah, okay.
So it's just a little bit of a deduction. Doesn't mean I'm right, but that's why I guess that.
Art and Andy.
Well, we'll say this. We'll say this. One of you is 100% correct.
Yes. Who's
one of you.
I think it's Josh.
One of you is 100% incorrect.
That's going
to
be me.
So that means it has to be you.
It has to be Adam.
You, two of you are only 50% correct.
Everybody who said Italy has 50%. The person who said Italy and the other country wins, I think, right?
Two of us are 50% correct.
Shall we reveal?
We're doing a word problem.
Let's, let's reveal the way. Adam. You have been eliminated.
Oh, fuck. Damn it, where's my grip?
Thank you for that. Thank you for that.
Ron.
I'm in third place.
You have 50% correct.
Oh,
yeah,
sorry,
so,
buddy.
So Italy.
Here,
not,
just give you a
Josh.
Okay. So it's between Josh and...
Josh and Googs.
Who will be the champion?
Josh.
That's the worst drum roll ever.
Googs.
That's better. That's better.
Googs, you are the winner. Yes. You got it 100% correct.
Good
it
job.
Was Italy and Vietnam.
Italy and it Vietnam.
Italy and Vietnam. I had Vietnam at number two.
Yeah, two or three, right?
Yeah. I think.
That makes sense.
Andy had it almost last on his list.
Yeah, I had it at eight on my list.
Because they pretty much have the one soup.
And put it at
but
three.
But it's so good.
Right. But it just owns so friggin' hard.
Yeah, it does.
And Italy, I had lower and Andy had higher because I didn't view Italy as a soup culture. Mm, when I think of Italy, I think of pasta.
Yeah, that's true.
Pizza. I think of fucking, like, you know, different seafood dishes. I
lots
think of
carbs. Yeah.
Lots of carbs. I don't always immediately gravitate to soup when I think of Italy.
But my argument was that Italy actually has great soup culture. Maybe pasta is more famous worldwide, but as a country, on the whole, very good soup culture.
And those were our two major disagreements.
You know what, though?
We had some honorable mentions. We had some that didn't make it. Morocco didn't make it.
We decided Morocco was more of a stew culture than a soup
That's
culture.
Right. No Nordic countries or Scandinavian countries made it, even though I think they may have should have maybe had a place on
it.
We there,
also had
see.
No countries from Africa included in this.
That's true. There's a lot more stewy there than there is soupy.
I think it's really a lot more.
Do you have your notes in front of you? I don't associate even at a, for like stews.
Thank you for saving
like
me for
an
making
African
a racist
stew.
Joke.
Yeah, dude, no problem.
Hari Hari? Is that how you pronounce it?
Hari Hari is an African soup?
It's a Moroccan soup. So it's, you know, flavored with like Moroccan spices.
Chickpeas?
Like, yeah, cool. It's chickpeas, like chickpeas. Could have lamb in it. Cinnamon, saffron, whatever you throw in there.
Right.
It's very good.
Man, yeah. I have a giant food boner right now.
Yeah, I'm like really freaking hungry.
Yeah, hey, you know, if you guys did anything tonight, anything at all, you starved the shit out of the cast yeah, and the listeners of the Twisted 10 because we're fucking starving now. It's
let's go make some good ramen right now.
Yeah. I'm going to go to McDonald's, ask if they have any soup.
Oh, man.
You guys
have let's
pho?
Go have some McDonald's.
Do you have any mixed pho?
Yeah.
Mixed pho.
Oh, my God.
You know what? That's a marketing fucking brilliant move, Ron. You should recommend that to McDonald's. Add the McPho.
That's what they have. That's what they have in Vietnam, the McDonald's. They have McPho.
McPho is usually what I get when I go through the drive-thru, but that's because I leave before I hear the rest of the words that the woman is telling me.
Yeah, you get McPho.
Fuck you, McFucked. Dude, Art and Andy, that was a fucking fantastic list. President
very
Googs
fun.
Gets the crown. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yes, he does.
Good job.
You congratulations.
Got, unfortunately, Mr. Bunker's Conspiracy Time podcast did not stump the show because of President Googs. He saved us. He saved us this week. You guys would have had the crown had we not hired our $100,000 a year employee.
Yeah. Top tier.
Wow. No, that's what he deserves. Escaped. That's not what he gets paid. That's what he deserves.
Yeah, I need a sticker behind Ron.
Oh.
Well, you do need a sticker, but you put anything you want to in the studio. I mean, you know that.
Yeah,
anything you want.
Conspiracy Time podcast sticker right behind Ron.
We do need some stuff up there to rep your guys' show.
Yeah, we can do a little. Yeah, we'll talk.
Dude, this was again. This wink, was wink. By far the most crowning that without a doubt the most unique Twisted 10 list.
We did it. We made a unique list.
This is awesome.
Went in with low expectations. Came out laughing my ass off.
That's the key for us. Yes.
Yeah.
You expectations so
that was
low.
Awesome. Yeah, super funny.
All we want is to pull those laughs, and you guys pulled those out of us the entire show. You guys rocked this fucking list.
You guys fucking broke Googs earlier. Yeah,
well, I want to tell one more joke because you guys all love jokes. Did you know when I was in college, I got really into ancient Egyptian culture, especially the religion. And I actually traveled to Egypt to study with some of the people who taught the ancient Egyptian religion. And I joined a group of people who were worshiping the sun god. They were the Ra men.
I like it. It was good. Oh, it was good. It was not cricket worthy. That was plug bell worthy.
I'm such a liability for Art. He's so embarrassed.
It's just that I want to know if you thought about that all day on the toilet.
No,
you just came up
this
with that.
This happens in the moment.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's dad energy that I just don't understand.
Dad energy.
That was beautiful.
Tell our listeners how they can go check out Mr. Bunker's Conspiracy Time podcast, where they go, what they should do, what your Patreon system is set up to look like. Go ahead, take the plug section of the show, plug your guys' stuff. We love you guys, and we want our listeners to go check you out. So let us know how we can go find you.
Well, I think the best place to find Mr. Bunker's Conspiracy Time podcast is to look for old iPods that have been discarded in the trash, because people have not spent enough money on them recently enough to warrant saving it. So when our podcast comes on, they immediately throw it in the garbage.
Right, yeah, they do. You can check us out at MrBunkersConspiracyTime.com. All the links to all of our social media, at Mr. Bunker Pod on Twitter, at Mr. Bunker Pod on Instagram. You can find us on YouTube. YouTube search Mr. Bunker Pod, and our videos will probably come up, and our channel. Our YouTube videos are making a comeback very soon.
Nice.
Possibly next week.
Oh,
not tomorrow.
Good time.
But maybe this week. I don't know. We'll see if I'm lazy enough to make a thumbnail or not.
That's fine. This comes out in the future. Don't worry about it.
I did get a request from more than one listener of the Twisted Den. Can you guys drop in our Discord a picture of you guys so they can see what you guys look like?
Oh, they sent us.
We have our cartoon photos. We don't have.
I don't think we have a photo.
We don't have like a real photo yet.
Don't worry, we
honestly
don't either.
Don't.
Oh, that's all good.
If you go to our Facebook page, you can see pictures of the old cast.
Yeah, our Facebook page still has a cast from 3 years ago. We're so bad at business. It's all right. That shit happens.
We're having fun. It doesn't matter.
And then, yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, at the end of the day, if you feel so inclined, you have the means to do so, you can find us on Patreon, patreon.com/MrBunkerPod. We do our Patreon-only show, Andy and Art Debunked. You'll see that photo quite a bit. Yeah, that's true. And, it's a lot looser of a show. We cover weird people a lot and weird topics.
How many times have you talked about me?
We talk about Florida man Ron quite a bit.
Perfect.
Well, I like to say that Ron has the energy of a man in a Florida man headline that says Florida man stabs other man with Slim Jim.
You talked about your Patreon show in there a little bit, and I'm gonna take this moment to talk about tonight's after show. So that's our Patreon show, but tonight's show is a little bit special.
I don't even know what this is. You teased this earlier to me. I have no fucking clue. I'm looking forward
to
it. I can't wait.
That's the best part. So we're doing a bit of a crossover Patreon show with Art and Andy here. So we are going to be doing tonight's Discord live stream of the after show will be in our public channel. So if you're watching on Twitch right now, come join us on Discord. Links are on the website, twisten.com. And that's for you guys, you bunk fuckers as well. So that way it'll be public, so everyone can join us tonight, see what the after show is about. So even if you're on the fence about joining Patreon, seeing what it's about, tonight's a good chance to do that too.
So tonight's show is 100% free. This isn't we should probably release this episode of Patreon, our council member show, on Patreon as a free to anyone who has a Patreon account. So they don't have to be subscribed to us, they can just see it.
That's a good idea.
I like it.
All right. Well, yeah, we can do that too. So take Josh's advice. Go over to twisted10.com. You can see the Discord link. You don't need to do anything fancy to create an account. It's not a credit card or any shit like that. It's just create an account, and you can join that open public voice channel lobby that we're going to be broadcasting in,
right.
As well as video, by the way, so you can see the studio
as
well.
Yeah, we will sell the video. If you
but yeah, it's not gonna. It's an after show, which is usually only available for our council members and council elders who pledge to the show, and that's $5 and $10 a month. So it's not a giant amount, but to us, it's a huge amount. It helps us do a lot more with the show. Tonight's show is going to be open and free, so yeah, go check it out. And fun. If you're hearing this way down the road from now, go to patreon.com. You should be patreon.com/twisted10. You should still be able to see this show as a free show, so it should show up in that list as a free show for you to be able to see. I'll work that magic afterwards and figure out how to do that shit. But
it's easy. We'll figure just it out. A different radio button.
Well, dude, you guys, Andy and Art. I can't thank you guys enough for coming back to us again for a second time. We want to obviously participate on your show. I'm 2-3 fingers deep. 6 fingers. I'm a hand and another deep into scotch already for the night. So, but thank you guys for coming to participate with a Twisted 10. We appreciate you guys more than you know. And you brought what was originally I thought it was a joke list into one of the most fun lists I've ever had.
Very fun.
So thank you guys tremendously.
Hey, thank you guys for having us back on. We love and appreciate you guys as well. Your listeners out there might not know, we have a very lovely and sweet Discord chat that we participate in. It's just for us. Just for us daddies. And
just for us five daddies.
Just for us five daddies. And we thank you guys so much for having us back on. It's always a blast.
It's so great to hang out with you.
And I think we'll be seeing you guys in the bunker.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm fucking looking forward to it.
Can we talk about it?
How about
it's
yet.
Happening?
It's happening. It's happening. We still got to figure out some logistics and
we'll figure it out.
Topics. All I got to send you guys some topics.
In this day and age of internet memes, the only thing I could picture in my head when Josh said it's happening is The Office with Mike. What's his name?
Yeah.
Steve Carell.
Steve Carell going, it's happening. It's happening. He's running around. All right, guys, Andy and Art from Mr. Bunker's Conspiracy Time podcast. Thank you guys very much for hosting. For everybody else out there.
Adam.
It's all good. Hey.
Do I need to stop the fucking.
No,
this has happened like the last 6 times. Do I need to stop the outro music?
Quick thank you to our council elders. You're good.
This is perfect.
Brooks Bigley, we weren't there yet. Human. Look, wait, hang on.
Regalia,
you gave me
Tycho
the list.
Okay.
Oh, God.
No arguing during the outro.
Louis, 2210. T, Claytor.
Super's on. We're not there yet, Josh. This is your list.
Now things are going so super.
We got this. Look, so we're doing this part first. Fucking, you guys see on the Twitch stream, we're doing this part first. Thank you so much for listening. It would mean a lot to us if you took the time to leave us a rating and review on wherever you're listening right now and fuck this whole thing.
This is hot soup.
Goddamn, what's the point of doing a script if you don't stick to it? I am way too many scotches deep. Let's go do the fucking after show.
And I'm Googs.
On behalf of the Twisted 10, I'm Adam.
I'm Googs.
I'm Josh.
Ron.
And to our special guest hosts this week,
Art and Andy.
Yeah.
You guys are the perfect. Thank you guys for listening. Man. We got to go to the after show. We're going to get out of here. You guys have a good week. We will see you next week. Thank you.
Hey there!
I'm Hannah.
And I'm Audrey.
We are a sister filmmaking duo.
And co-hosts of Sleepover Cinema.
Our show where we analyze the films that created the collective unconscious of the girls, gays, and theys of the late 90s and early 2000s.
Princess Diaries, The Cheetah Girls, Aquamarine, Cinderella, the one starring Brandy.
We haven't stopped thinking about these movies since we first saw them, and we want you to rewatch them
and review them with us.
Are these movies as bad as critics would have us believe?
Do we even care if they are?
We are always unpacking that very question on Sleepover Cinema.
Check out Sleepover Cinema wherever you get your podcasts or at evergreenpodcasts.com.
See you soon.